Good afternoon. The meeting of the House Labor and Commerce Committee will come to order. The time is 4:25 p.m. on Friday, February 6th. Members present are Representative Carrick, Representative Colomb, Representative Sadler, Representative Nelson, Co-Chair Fields, and myself, Co-Chair Hall. We have a quorum. Please silence your cell phones. We're asking that staff and members of the audience not approach the table. If you need to pass a note to committee members, please get the attention of my committee aide, Joan Wilkerson, and she will take care of it. I'd like to thank Andrew Magnuson from the Labor and Commerce as the Labor and Commerce Committee Secretary. I can't talk today. And Zachary Lawhorn from the Juneau LAO for teleconferencing support. We have one bill on the agenda today, and we will begin our hearing on House Joint Resolution 20, encouraging the United States Congress to establish hiring goals for apprentices and veteran apprentices. Representative David Nelson and your aide, Donna Page, please take a seat in front of the room, introduce yourselves for the record, and begin your presentation, just giving us a brief overview of HJR 20. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you, Co-Chair Hall and Co-Chair Fields and members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. For the record, again, I am David Nelson, representative for House District 18, which includes Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, Government Hill, and East Anchorage. Thank you again for hearing House Joint Resolution Number 20, encouraging United States Congress to establish hiring goals for apprentices and veteran apprentices. This resolution at the end really aims to assist veterans and those preparing to transition from armed services to civilian life. House Joint Resolution 20 would encourage Congress to establish hiring goals for DOD construction projects, namely for individuals who are participating in qualified apprenticeships or post-secondary programs. I urge the House Labor and Commerce Committee to establish these hiring goals to support the Americans who wore the uniforms. And that is the end.
Great. Thank you very much, Representative Nelson. Are there any questions for our resolution sponsor? Seeing none from the committee, we will now open public testimony on the resolution. Public testimony is open. Is there anybody in the room who would like to testify? Seeing none, I will look online. Seeing no one online, I will close public testimony. Are there any final questions for the resolution sponsor? Seeing none, thank you, Representative Nelson. My office had set an amendment deadline for February 4th and received no amendments. If it is the will of the committee, Mr. Co-Chair, may I have a motion?
Yes, I move to report House Joint Resolution 20, Work Order 34-LS0881-A out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
At ease.
Zero.
Back on the record.
I'm going to restate that motion to clarify zeros versus other types of O's. So, Madam Co-Chair, I move to report HJR 20, Work Order 34-LS0881-A out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal notes.
There being no objection, HJR 20, Work Order 34-LS0881-A is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes. That concludes our business for today. The House Labor and Commerce Committee will meet next on Monday, February 9th at 3:15 p.m. This meeting is adjourned at 4:29 p.m.